Hal. Or by Phil Loimer, by Phil says, no, ain't no Hegdish. Hegdish is nothing special. The other halach is, whenever you make a toish, you made a mistake. You made a mistake, do it over again. You have right to say it was a mistake, it's not Chal. Here also, by Phil holds, Hegdish betoish is not Hegdish. Kate said, where do they argue? Where's the case that there's a machlokes? Omar, let's say the person said, Shor Shachur Sheyotzi Mi Beisi Rishoin Hareyu Hegdish. Person says, my black ox that comes out of the door first, that animal should be Hegdish. That's what the person said. Viyotzi Lovon. And what happened was a white ox came out of the door. So what's the halacha? Beishama Yermim Hegdish. Beishama says, yes, still it's Hegdish. Even though he said black, it's a mistake though. We'll see in the Gemara. Because really the main thing he meant is his first ox that comes out of the door. He said black. It's like a mistake. He thought it would be the black one to come out first. But now that it came out to be the white one first, still it's Hegdish. That's how he speaks out. What, Yeshleima, the last big line here, Yeshleima, the daitoi heve lahagdish mash yotzme beis arishon. He had in mind to be master what comes out of the door first. He said the black one, because he made a mistake. He thought that his black one's going to come out first. Therefore, since his main kavana was really he wanted the first shor that comes out of the door, he said black. He made a mistake. He thought the black one would be the first one out. But now that it's a white one, still it's called Hegdish. That's one shot. Fighter. And Basil says not like that. Basil says no. It's called a toys. So Basil learned remain a Hegdish. That since he said black and white came out, white is not Hegdish. Another case is a person says, Dinar Zohov, a golden coin. Shiyala Biyadarishan, it comes up in my hand out of my pocket first. Here's Areyu Hegdish. That coin I want to be Hegdish. The golden coin. Viola Shokesef. And the first coin that came out of his pocket was silver. So again, Beisham Yermim Hegdish. Beisham, he says it's Hegdish. Because we say he had in mind the first coin that comes out of his pocket, comes in his hand. That's what he wants to make it Hegdish. He said gold. He made a mistake. He thought that gold would be the first one to come up. But now that silver came up, even though it's a toys from what he thought, but still, the Hegdish is Chal. Ubeisil Loimim, no, ain't a Hegdish, it's not Hegdish. Since he said gold, and only silver came up, it's not what he said, that's called Tois, it's not Chal. Another case is, Chovye Shal Yayin, Shetale Biyodi Rishoyna, Harehi Hegdish. If a person says, the first barrel of wine that comes up in my hand, that barrel should be Hegdish. And we also show Shemin. So he went down to his warehouse of barrels, and he took up a barrel, and it came out to be the first barrel that came up was from oil. So Beishama Yerim Hegdish, still is Hegdish. And again, the same Svara. His Ikedas was the first barrel. Just he thought the first barrel would be Yayin. And now it came out to be Shemin, so that's called Hegdish Betoyes Itzchal. Oh, Beisil Loimim, no, ain't a Hegdish. All these cases not called Hegdish. Since that's not what you meant to say, it's called betoyis, that's not called Hegdish. This Gemara says like this, Beishamai Omrim Hegdish, that Beishamai says what? It's called Hegdish. Gemara says, Maitamai de Beishamai. What's the reasoning of Beishamai? L'churut Zatoyis, he made a mistake? So Maitamai de Beishamai. Gemara says, the Alfinon Chilas Hegdish, Misayf Hegdish. We learn now at the beginning of Hegdish, when you go to be marked to something from the end of Hegdish. The end of Hegdish always means like Tamura. Tamura is that you have already one animal that's Hegdish, it has Kedushas HaKorban, and you say, Zeh Pachazeh, you take another animal, and you say, the second one, that should be Kedush like the first one. So Tamura is always called Soif Hegdish, because it's not a beginning, a start off, it only is because you already have one Korban that's Hegdish. Now you take a second animal and you say the second one should be like the first one. That's always called Soif Hegdish. So Beishamai learns out Chilas Hegdish, when you go to make something Hegdish at the start, at the beginning, from the case of Tmura, the end. That what? That Ma Tmura, Afilu Betois,
Just like Hilchos Tmur, the Lacha there is. Even though you made a mistake when you said it was Hegdish, still it's Chal the Hegdish, the Tmura, is Af Hegdish, Afilu Betois. What in Hegdish is also Chal, even Betois. Yeah, so it's been done, that's the Gemara and Tmur, Dashan's the Posik. By Tmur it says that Pirush Yesh B'Kavon is Yiyah. It says the word Yiyah. L'Rabbi Shoydit Kemezit. Before Shabiyachin Osam, Kisav Aloy Meshosh Shachor. V'yom Alovin. If he made a mistake, he thought he was saying the black one. It came out of his mouth, the white one. That's the extra Posik. By Tmur Yiyah, that Tmur is Chal. So there's a special Zerath Akasva by Tmur of Yiyah, that even though you made a mistake what you said, that you said my black shore should be tachas the other shore, and really what's in front of you is the white shore, still we say it's chal. That's the halacha by Tmur, it's chal even betois. So Melo Beis Shammai learns out tchilas hegdish from Tmur. O Beis Hillel Leimer still says no, you can't learn out one from the other. I'll tell you, honey, milu Tmur. True, there's a special Xeris HaKosiv that Tmur, the end of the hegdish, that means if you already have one behemoth, that's a carbon. And now you take a second one, and you say, Zeh tachas zeh. Even though it's done b'shoigeg, still there the kedusha is chal. Because the side of tumur always is, it's like hatzfosom. It's like you're taking off the kedusha that's already here on the first one, and you want to transpose it onto the second one. So since you already have kedusha here, it's easy to transpose it on something else, even though it was done b'shoigeg b'toys. But Basil says, Aval achusli hegdish b'toys, Loi machtinen, but to start off, to first put hegdish on something betois, that you don't say, you can't learn out chilas hegdish from seif hegdish. Here in our Gemara and our Mishnah, we're talking about starting off to be marked to something. That you say the first black shor that came out, so you thought it was going to be black, and if it really came out to be a white one, nothing doing, it's a mistake, it's not what you thought, the hegdish is not chal at all. You can't start off hegdish betois. Tmur is different. Tmur is the end of the Hegdish. But to start off the Hegdish Betois, that's what Sil says, you can't learn out Tchilas Hegdish from Seif Hegdish. Fred Gemara, Kasha now. Ula Beisham, according to Beisham, what kind of svar is this? Ma ilu Omar, somebody would say, even by Tmura, you have your korban in front of you, and you take a second animal that's chulin, and you say you want the second animal to become Tmura, to become Kaddish, midday. You're now at the beginning of the morning, and you make it tonight condition clearly that you first wanted to become Tmura, b'chatzi ayayim. Fred Gemara, mi heve Tmura, mi hishasa. Does it become Tmura right away in the morning? No. Ela ad demoti chatzay ayoyim. Who deve tamura? Pshita, it's only chada tamura when it becomes chatzay ayoyim, midday. Because that was your condition. In the morning, you spoke out clearly that even though you're saying zeh tacha zeh, you want this animal to be like that animal, but you're speaking out clearly, you first want it to be midday. So, Beishama, don't you agree to this? That you can make conditions in Hegdish? Say so, hochinami. Lechi migla milsa. Look over here also, what's the Hezber in Beis Shammai? The person spoke out of condition. He said clearly that I only want the first black shore that comes out of the door. So since he said clearly the black shore, so if a white one comes out, how could that be Hegdish? It's like a clear condition, he's saying, that he only wants a black one to be. Like Rashi says here, the Yotzer Shachat Chila, Levi Hegdish, V'loi Hashto, Kinafug Lovim Bresha. And look, we should have to wait. The first one that came out is white. That's not his condition. He should have to wait till the first black one comes out, and then that one will be Hegdish. What kind of svar is this that right now the white one is Hegdish? It's like a person says he wants the Tmur to be Chal b'chatzi hayoyim, so it's not Chal in the morning. Here also, he said he wants the first black one to be Hegdish. So what kind of business is this to say that since the first one, the white one, that's also Hegdish? I mean, why is that Hegdish? So Marin says, Amar Papa, Lakach Nema Rishayim. That's why the person said the word Rishon. What he meant to say is like a Shiyatza Rishon. That he meant to say the first one that comes out, that should be Hegdish. For at the Gemara, no. For Shor Shachar Kamar. But he still said he wants a black one. He still said clearly the first black one that comes out. Milo Yaskim, and aren't we talking about the less Layela Hai, that he only has this one black shore? So that's what he meant to say. He meant to say there's one black one. So up until it comes out, why is it Hegdish? So that's what he meant to say. Since there's only one, when he said it comes out first, he meant to say if this one comes out before the white ones. In other words, he only has one black one. So when he said to say if it comes out first, what did he mean? He meant clearly that I only want it to be Hegdish if my black one comes out first before the white ones. But if my black one comes out second or after the white ones, he does not want it to be Hegdish. So what's the Pshat in our Mishnah? The Beshamai says, the Hegdish is Chal. He said clearly, only if my first black one comes out, not if a white one. So Mar says, Lo Tzricha Vada Mishnah, talking about the Yisleh Train Tlosa. We're talking about he has two or three. He has two or three black shores. So therefore, the Yezah Siyotza Tchili Yehegdish. Shemach Lechoshav Klua Mitziyosa Shalovim. So it's Shalom how you learn here. Some learn to say is that what he meant to say is the first black one that comes out. So he has three or four black ones. So therefore, even though a white one came out first, that doesn't bother. True, that one's not Hegdish. We have to wait until the first black one comes out. What he meant to say, the first black one, he did not really mean the first shore and only if it's black. That's not what he meant. Because he has three or four, two or three black ones. So he meant to say is the first black one that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. So let's say a whitey comes out first, that's nothing. That's we just pass it. Whereas we have to wait until the first black one comes out, that's what's Hegdish. For the Mara Beisila, and Beisila says him came, She Yotza Barishami Boile. He should have said, the one that comes out first, he should have said. Should have said that first black one that comes out. Since he said no, the first one that comes out, he meant to say only if the first one is a black one. That's what I meant to make Hegdish. And I thought, Taka, my black one would come out first. But now that it did not come out first, the white one came out, Beisilo, that's called the toys, it's not Chal. Oh, Malay Rav mi Banish, Rav Ashi. So Rav mi Banish said back to Rav Ashi, Hi, Hegdish betoisu. Hegdish bekavonu. What kind of Hegdish betois is it then? If you tell me now, Pshan Beishamai is, that what he meant to say is my first black one, so he meant to say, out of the black ones I have, the first black one that comes out, that should be Hegdish. So what's the chiddush? That's not called betois then. I don't care if a white one came out first. The white one means nothing. We don't look at the white ones. The white ones just passes. The one that he meant to say is the first black one. So it's not called betois. What is Beishamai saying? Hegdish betois. Tzumar says, Mishum diatayil dibure kama. Because he made a mistake with his dibur that he said. In other words, Kafot, his diba was that the first black one that comes out, which is mashed from his diba, what he meant to say is that the first one that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. So from his mouth, what he said is like a tois. So therefore, we consider this to be a tois from what we understand his words. Even though he thought differently, that's also called a tois. In other words, from the words that he said, we thought Itaka meant to say the first one only if it's black. And that would mean that if it's white, he doesn't want it to be Hegdish. So therefore, it's called the Tois from the way we understand this Lashon. But the reason why Beishamai says the Hegdish is Chal is because even though it sounds to us like a Tois, still it's Chal. Because again, we say what he really meant to say is the first one that comes out. Just he thought that the first one would be black. But now that he sees it's not black, it's white, he also means to make it Hegdish. So where's the Tois? The Torah says the fee is deeper the way it came out of his mouth. That's the machlokes Beisham and Beisilum. For the Gemara of Isavri Beisham, is it true what you're telling me now? That Beisham I hold Hegdish Betois. For Isavri Beisham, Hegdish Betois, you want to tell me Beisham he holds Hegdish Betois is not called Hegdish? One second. Okay, the Gemara is learning now, it's not called the tois. And that's the kavon, that's what he meant. And the tois is only from the way it came out of his mouth. But really we're saying, according to Beisham, what he meant to say is, his first black one that comes out. So if so, it's not called the tois. So then you tell me now, just the opposite. That Beisham yelled Hegdish betois is not called Hegdish. For the Gemara, that's not true. For your tznam, we learned like this. Mi shenoda benozir. if somebody was makabel to be a nazir. V'nishal l'chochem, and he went to chochem to be matir as nazirus. V'tiru, and the chochem was matirit. Voice the Lord Beimah Mefreshkes, and he had a Beimah that he set aside clearly for his kabonis, that says, Teitzib Teroi B'yedir. That's what it is. That what the Tzatzke Hegdish is not chal, it's like Hegdish B'toyis, the Hegdish is not chal. Omru Be'sil Le Be'shamai, he had to have Moidim Shegdish B'toyisu, V'Teitzib Teroi B'yedir. That Be'sil Le said to Be'shamai, don't you also agree to us that this is called Hegdish B'toyis, that the Korban was only Hegdish because you thought you were going to be a Nazir. But now that the Chochem was matter the Neder, he's oikrit l'mafreis like a toys, you were never nazir. So you never meant to make these kabonis. So, since Be'shilu said this to Be'shamai, Mechlau the Savi Be'shamai, Hegdish Be'toyas heavy Hegdish. That Be'shamai holds Hegdish Be'toyas is called Hegdish. So Mar says, Ela Be'shilu de Kotoi. Be'shilu made a mistake. Savri they thought to mind the Be'shamai Mishum Hegdish Be'toyas heavy Hegdish. We am learning Be'shamai love Mishum Hegdish Be'toyasu. Because he made a mistake in his first lotion. All right, we'll go over this lesson more again tomorrow. We'll stop here. Just this lesson more again. Thanks for the time. You hold that lamed aleph from aleph. Let's get over again. Because the Mishnah said a chiddush that Beshamai says hegdish betoyis, and Betzilla holds ain hegdish betoyis. So you'll see the Gemara begin. Gemara says, Beshama Yemrim, Hegdish Betois. Gemara says, Mai Tamayu de Besham. What's Beshamai Tam? The Yafina and Chilas Hegdish Misoif Hegdish. We learn now at the beginning of Hegdish from Tamura, from the end of Hegdish. Like this. Ma Tamura, just like that, the Loch of Tamura, Afilo Betois. There's a positive day of Yiyah that even though you did it Betois, when you say Ze Tacha Ze, it's Chal Tamura. Even though it was done b'shoigeg, especially Zeras HaKosif. So Beshamai holds, Af Hegdish, Afilu B'toyis. When you start off Hegdish also, even though it was done by mistake, still it's Chal Hegdish. Beis Hillel says, Hani Mili Tamura. That's true by Tamura. That's the end of Hegdish. Then it's Chal B'toyis. Now since you already have one korban, that's Hegdish, so the second korban could be even B'toyis. Aval Achusei Hegdish B'toyis L'machinon. But to start off, to make something Hegdish at the beginning, if it's a mistake, then Beitzilu says, you can't learn it out. Hegdish B'toyis is not Chal. The Mor says now, L'Beishamai Dob, and he asked Nakashan Beishamai, Ma'ilu Omer, let's say somebody would said, or somebody would have said, Harei Zeh Tacha Zeh L'Chatzi Ayoyim. If somebody would have spoken out a clear Tanai, that he first wants the Temura to be Chal, by midday, by Chatzai Sayoyim. Is Mi'a V'Temura Mi'ish Oso? Would it be chal the tmura in the morning? Ela ad the motzi chatzi ayoyim who to have a tmura? But for sure, no, the tmura would not be chal until half of the day, like he made his condition. So even by tmura, if you speak out a clear condition, it's not chal until the condition comes. So here, hochinami, here also now Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that somebody said, again, the Mishnah said that Ketzad, that Omar Shor Shochut, Shor Shochur, if somebody said, my first shore, if it's a black shore that comes out of the door, it should be Hegdish. And the case was, that a white one came out first. So Beishamai still is called Hegdish. So the question is why? Since the person said clearly, he only wants his first black one to be Hegdish, so how could it be if a white one comes out, the white one is Hegdish? That wasn't his Tanai. See, even by Tamura it should not be Chal. As Hochinam Elchim Migla Nilsa, it should not be Chal, the Korban here, the Kedusha, until it comes, what, the way you said, until the first one was a white one. Until the first one should have been a black one. But if the first one that came out was a white one, why is the Hegdish Chal? So this thing Gemara answers, Omer Apopo, Lakach Nemarishin. That's why in the Tan and the Mishnah, the case was, the person said, Sheyotze Beisa Rishon. He meant to say his first black one that comes out. L'gishayotza rishon. When the first black one comes out, that's the one he wants to be Hegdish. In other words, it's not like the Mishnah says that if the white one comes out, the white one is Hegdish. What he meant to say is the first black one that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. And it's true. When the first black one, the first black that comes out, that's Hegdish. Kredi Gemara Novo, Shor Shochu Komar. He said the first black one, And Mibloy Askin and Lespayela Hai, aren't we talking about we only has one black shore, that's all? So since he said first, well, what he meant to say is, if this black one comes out first, then it should be Hegish. But like in our case, that the first one that came out was the white one, so that's Akasha, why is it Chal? Why is it Kodesh? The Tanai was, only if the first one is black. But if the first one that came out was white, why is it Hegdish? Sumar says, no, Loitzrich HaTei, we're talking about the Yisle Train Telosa. We're talking about the person that has two or three black ones. And therefore what he said is, when the first black one comes out, that should be Hegdish. Senechanami, the white one that comes out first is Taka, not Hegdish. That's not what he meant. In other words, really, what he's saying is, the first black one of the black ones that comes out should be Hegdish. So we have to wait to see until the first black one comes out. That's when Hegdish. Ubeisilu says, in came Sheyotza Berishan Miboyle. He should have said a Lashem like Sheyotza Berishan, which would mean the first black one, or the first one of the black ones that comes out first, that one should be Hegdish. But since that's not what he said, so Basil says what he meant to say is the first one coming out, that's what he wants, Hegdish. Just he thought there was going to be a black one, and now that a white one came out, that's called a toys, he made a mistake. So Basil says it's not Chal. But according to Beis Shammai, the pshat from Beis Shammai is no. That's what the person meant. The person meant to say the first black one that comes out is Hegdish, and Enochanami, it's not Chal until the first black one comes out. So if that's the pshat, Oma le rovim mi banash to Ravashi. So rovim mi banash, ask the kasha to Ravashi. If so, that's the pshat now Mishnah, then hai hegdish betoyisu, hegdish bekavonahu. What does Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah that hegdish is betoyis? Beis Shammai yomim, hegdish toyis is hegdish. It's not called the toyis then. Shred Gemara, it's mamish called bekavonah. That's exactly what you meant to say. You meant to say the first black one that comes out, and that's talocha. That even though a white one comes out first, nothing doing. We have to wait until one of the black ones comes out. That we're talking about, he has two or three black ones. So the first one of the black ones that comes out, that's what's called the Hegdish. So Gemara says, so it's not called Betois. That's called Bekavonah. That's exactly what you meant. So what is Beis Shammai saying? It's Hegdish Betois. So Gemara answers, and this is all Rapapa's Terror. So Gemara answers, Mishum diatayil diburei. The reason why we call it a toys is because the way he said it, doesn't sound this way. There is, it's a toys from the way he said it. But really from what he meant to say, it's like a true, it's not called a toys. In other words, the way he said it was that the first black one, the Shocha, he says the first black one that comes out, the way he said it would be mashmum, that it's only Chal Hegdish if the first one that comes out is black. But if the first one that comes out is white, it should not be Hegdish. That's the way it's mashma. But really, what Beis Shammai says that he holds is that the person meant to say, no, the first black one that comes out, that's what's Hegdish. And true, we have to wait until the first black one comes out. So according to Rav Papa, really, you don't see from Beis Shammai that he holds, Hegdish betois is heavy Hegdish. It's not called the toys here. That's called the kavana. So Gemara asks, if so, is that true? V'savri Beis Shammai Hegdish betoyis loy hevi Hegdish? Like, is it true the way you're learning Rav Papa that the Pshat Na Mishka is not called the toyis according to Beis Shammai? According to Beis Shammai, that's what the person meant. He meant to say, the first one of my black ones that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. And we have to wait until the first black one comes out so it's Hegdish. So there's no toyis. But if there would have been a real toyis, you're telling me now Beis Shammai also agrees it's not Chal. So Gemara says, that's true. For your Tanan, we learned like this. Mi shenoda b'nozir. Somebody was makabel to become a nozir. V'nisha l'chocham. And he went to a chocham v'tiroi. And the chocham was matad in eder. So from now on, he's not a nozir anymore. The chocham was matad in eder, he's not a nozir. But, for hoy soloi behema mefureshes, let's say this person had a behema set aside, that he was like Makdish, Mufreshis, means he said clearly, this should be for the Chattis, is Teitzei V'tiroi B'Eder. That the Locher is, even though the Behemoth was Mufreshis, was set aside clearly for that Chattis, for that Oilah, whatever it was, but it's called the Hegdish B'Tois. It's called the Tois, Because at the time when he was marked the shit, he thought he was going to be a nazir, and he thought he has a chiyuv to bring this carbon. But later when the chacham is matter the neder, he's oikah the neder mikor, it's like he never made the neder, so it's like a toy, it's like he made a mistake at the beginning. So it's called hegdish betoys, that the hegdish is not chal. Therefore the locher is these behemoths, you can do what you want with them. Taitse, let them go out, v'tirobiyat, let them pasture outside. Is omru beisillu beishamai. So beisillu said to beishamai, that imatem moidim, shegdish betoysu, v'taitse v'tiroi v'yeger. But like Beisillu is asking the kasha back to Beishamai. Like Lekura, like Beisillu is saying, this should be a kasha on you, Beishamai. Like you, Beishamai, hold Hegdish Betoys, it's Chal. And here in this Mishnah, we'll see the next Mishnah says, it's not Chal. That's what Beisillu asks to Beishamai. So Mechlal, from here is the proof, that the Savri Beishamai, Hegdish Betoys, heavy Hegdish. That Lekura, when Beisillu learned, or said our first mission here, they learned that Beishamai says the way we have it. That if you make something hegdish, even though it's a toys, still it's chal the hegdish. That's the way Beisillu learned Pshan and Beishamai. Therefore, on the next Mishnah that says, even though it was a toys, when the chacham is matter your neder, that you're not a nazir anymore, so now it comes out it was a toys that you were makdish the animals. So the next Mishnah says the hegdish is not chal; it's yotzel lechulin. So therefore, Beisillu asks good to Beishamai. You, Beishamai, what do you do with the next Mishnah? So here it's a proof that Pshan Beishamai is Hegdish Betoyes is called a Hegdish. And that's not the way Rav Papa is learning. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you, Ela Beisillel hu dekotoy. I'll tell you, Beisillu has made a mistake. What the Pshat really in Beishamai is. That Savri Beisillu thought that Hamayu de Beishamai Mishum de Hegdish Betoyes have a Hegdish. Beisillu thought that the pshat from Beishamai in our mission is that Hegdish Betois, even though you made a mistake, you thought that the black one was going to come out first. And really, the white one came out first, so even though you made a mistake, that's why it's chal. But the Gemara says, V'yami luhun Beishamai, but Beishamai answers back and says, no, lav mishum Hegdish Betoisu, our pshat is not because the real Betois is chal beHegdish. Just means like he slipped the way he first said his first lashon. But really what he meant to say is, my first black shor that comes out of the door, that should be Hegdish. So he never meant to say just the first one that comes out. If the first one is a white one, that's not Hegdish. What he meant to say is the first black one that comes out, then true, we have to wait until the first black one comes out, and that will be Hegdish. But it could be Beishamai holds Hegdish Betoyes is not Chal. So Gemara asks again, is that true? V'savri Beishamai Hegdish Betoyes lo yehavi Hegdish. Is it true the way you Rav Papa want to say that even according to Beishamai, if you makdish something with a toys, the Hegdish is not Chal? Is that true? Toshima, come up, bring your proof. Not like that. Says Alochom ho yomahal chin baderech. You had a few people that were walking on the street.